Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Somebody is saying, why would eating a steak give you nightmares? Well, I Googled it, and I'll share the details. Mary experiences it. A lot of people are also saying one of the best steakhouses in the area is Ruth Chris in South Barrington. I'm Lisa Dent. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. On the phone is Jack Casado. You know about the story that a tornado ripped through the Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville, Illinois. That was about 4 months ago, and it's back in the news because there are some investigations underway, of course, related to lawsuits, questioning whether there were significant structural issues. So Jack Casado is a partner at Clifford Law. He's representing one of the victims from the Edwardsville tornado with Amazon. And where do you stand now? I know, Jack, there's a lot of reports revolving around a guy named Dan Bruno.
So we have recently, Clifford Law has filed a second amended complaint on behalf of Austin McEwen, who lost his life on December 10th, 2021. We've brought suit against Amazon and Amazon Logistics, a subsidiary of Amazon, based on their knowledge that a tornado was coming. They did not have the right facilities in place. And when you recognized the right safeguards and facilities were not in place, what was stopping Amazon? And the answer to that is nothing, from suspending work and sending people home. Since we have filed suit, a professional engineer that's a structural specialist within St. Louis County, Missouri, that shares these services with Madison County, where the warehouse was located, contacted us. He has sent a report to OSHA finding that there were some serious violations regarding the actual build of this facility, which brought in new construction defendants, specifically that the actual support columns were not welded and anchored to the ground, which is a pretty serious violation of the International Building Code.
So this licensed engineer is Dan Bruno, and he says the night of the tornado that he responded to the damage as part of a mutual aid response team, and that he, quote, saw significant structural issues. In fact, I think he went on to say that it was like a peg coming out of a hole, that it appeared to have been lifted out of the floor, and he was talking specifically about the steel support columns. Amazon is saying, we built it to code. Edwardsville is saying, well, he's not one of our guys, so where does this stand now?
So Mr. Bruno is a professional engineer. He is with the St. Louis Regional UASI Strike Team 3 of St. Louis County. I know that's quite a mouthful. He was tasked by government mandate to investigate the collapse. When a building collapses, engineers go out there to determine why it collapsed. He indicated he is waiting for someone to file a lawsuit. He told us of his report. Of course, we had to go through the right measures and means to get it by sending a FOIA request. And when he uses the term that these columns lifted out like a peg, I've used the analogy like a patio umbrella that's not anchored to the base underneath the table. Once there's a strong uplift and wind moving upward, it's going to move that umbrella right out of the table, exactly what happened here at this warehouse. These columns were unanchored. All the columns in the area where the building collapsed, where Austin was, and unfortunately the other five individuals and workers that lost their lives, were unanchored. And when you have a wind here, in this case, not even an EF5 tornado or an EF4 tornado, a mid-grade EF3 tornado, it was just a matter of time in Tornado Alley that this level of wind would come and move these columns right out of where they should have been anchored, causing the walls to fall on people.
And are the families of the other five filing a lawsuit as well, or have they settled with Amazon?
Amazon has settled, we believe. We don't know this definitively with some individuals. Other families that have lost someone are represented by other firms. Of course, I can't divulge their names as they have the right to privacy. But just about every single person and family that lost a loved one is under representation. And it's very clear as the merit of this lawsuit keeps furthering, we expect that more claimants will come forward.
How old was Austin?
Austin was 26 years old. He had worked for a delivery service partner, an independent contractor of Amazon. He was a former college hockey player. Unfortunately, his parents, Alice and Randy, did lose their only child in this case.
Mm. And so you are suing the construction company and Amazon and the developer for negligence.
So we recently filed a second amending complaint as our investigation furthers. We're suing the general contractor. We're suing an architectural firm, a design firm, as well as Amazon. So there's multiple defendants here, and that's very common in a construction case, that the general contractor will oftentimes quarterback the project and then hire subcontractors. And I'm sure at some point down the road we're going to learn that there was another entity involved with the responsibility of making sure these columns were properly anchored.
That's a concern to everyone, especially people who work in these big buildings, because you go to work thinking that you're in a safe environment, and you have no idea that it could come collapsing down. So it'll be interesting to see how far you get with this. Are you going to take it all the way, or do you anticipate that they'll offer you a settlement and the McEwens will be happy with that?
You know, we have, I think, the right policy here and the right mindset. From day one, we work up a case as if it's going to go to trial and be tried to 12 jurors in Madison County. Oftentimes, settlements do come. But our message to Amazon and the defendants is, you know, we believe in this case. We certainly have uncovered serious evidence regarding their culpability, and it's very likely a case that we do take to trial.
Edwardsville, actually the city of Edwardsville, as you know, put out a release, you know, saying there has been media reports that a, quote, government engineer, unquote, they put it in quotes, and they named Dan Bruno, that he was on the scene as part of a technical rescue team. They also say that OSHA is performing an investigation on the building and that no determination to its structural integrity has been communicated to the city.
So oftentimes when there is a construction accident, and, of course, when there is a fatality, the federal government will come in to investigate it through OSHA. OSHA is not going to be premature and move forward with their findings. Just like when an airplane crashes, the NTSB will be involved. We expect OSHA's report to come out in June. We are pleased to learn that Mr. Bruno has passed along his report and his photographs supporting his opinion that all these columns were unanchored. And we expect, of course, OSHA to take that very seriously.
And if this case does go to trial and you win, does that mean that Amazon will be forced to look at the structural integrity of all their buildings?
We hope it's not just Amazon. You know, you hope other corporations learn from this that maintain warehouses, whether it be a Home Depot or a Walmart. The question to that is, the direct answer is certainly. We would hope that Amazon would make sure the right inspections are performed in all their fulfillment centers throughout the United States and the world, but other companies would. I mean, you can learn from something like this.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks. Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Jack Casado, partner at Clifford Law. A couple text messages coming in about that. 269 said he should look around. All large warehouses are built like pole barns. And from 773, when I watched the TV coverage of the Amazon Edwardsville building collapse, they were tearing it down almost immediately. I don't remember that part, but I'm going to go back and look now. It's 2:45, time to get a check on weather and traffic. And then we're going to speak with Jason Tharp. He is the author of a book called It's Okay to Be a Unicorn. And one school district said it's not okay to have that book in their library or at their school. That's coming up next. But what's happening weather-wise, Mary?